Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Noreen Gandhi, date of birth 3/26/1962, date of procedure June 7, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for you. Referring physician is Dr. Venkat Swaranandam. Procedure performed as esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or extent of patient. Patient brought to endoscopy suite, placed in a referral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. Well lubricated lungs, gastric opus introduced into esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal wall, second portion of duodenum, stomach, T junction, esophagus, or retroflex was obtained at the cardia. Air section from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient was then turned around in the lateral position and digital rectal exam was normal. Formed a well-lubricated lumps video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillin or fecal outcome. The fold spread, careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, sonic flexure, decent colon, sinus colon, the rectum, retroflex is obtained of the rectum period, Boston Bell Press score is greater than 6,2-2-2, patient size procedure well without any complications. Findings: an upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 36 centimeters in BIPOC with evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa, comma prog C0M 1.5, comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and to allow Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of a approximate 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, evidence of gastric sleeve anatomy. Next line, there was evidence of two small linear ulcerations and erythema that was noted just below the hiatal hernia. Tongue biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of two gastric body polyps that were diminutive in size and removal of cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Tongue biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 6,2-2-2, fair prep. Next line, extremely tortuous colon. Next line, no evidence of ulcers noted on this exam. Next line, there was evidence of ascending colon, mild erythema noted. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. There was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis coli that was moderate in size. Sorry, that was moderate, delete in size. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI, BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 months to reevaluate the linear ulcerations. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pathology of the erythema. Next line. Recommend use of an adult colonoscope for the next colonoscopy as this is not available. At Millennia Surgery Center. Next line. Follow-up and office was previously scheduled. Next line. Indications. GERD, comma, epigastric pain, comma, history of gastric sleeve, comma, history of colonic ulcers and polyps. Thank you.